Hi, it's Michael, MMA Legal.
Oh, hello. I think you tried to call us just a minute ago. It was my partner's, Nathan Scottish.
Mr.
Kemp. Yeah.
Okay. Is Mr. Kemp available to talk?
Yeah, could you talk? Tell me. He's here in Nigeria.
Hello?
Hi, James. My name's Michael. I call you from MMA Legal, sir. How are you?
Not too bad.
Fantastic. James, we're the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case, sir.
Aye.
I need to have a 10-minute chat with you. Have you got time now, or...?
I haven't got time, mate.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, James, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Aye.
It's my role as an investigator in MMA.
Uh-huh.
To get to know you a bit more, James. Get to know your story. I'm not going to go over your time in care today because you've already done that with one of our customer care team.
Right.
My role is more to understand how the trauma you faced as a child has had a lasting impact on you as an adult, whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol.
I've got alcohol, I've got a depression, and I've been diagnosed with certain things, and I've been locked up in like mental care homes because of it all.
Because
it started with my dad and fucking kicking me and punching me, and then I got put in a care home.
Yeah. Go on, Emerson.
Eh?
Emerson, do you say?
I do talk about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, you'll be going, no, in the sleep.
Yeah.
Like,
You guys tell me how you want to proceed. If you want me to give you a call back at another time, it's totally fine.
Yeah, actually, he did. He used to be at the bed.
So what? Are you? Sorry, what's your name? Sorry, you his wife or his partner?
I'm his partner. My name's Jacqueline Smith.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you? My name's Michael.
I know.
Well, what I'll do, Jacqueline, if it's okay with you, towards the latter part of our process, I'll get what's called an impact statement off you.
Yeah.
And that is just like a witness statement. You obviously don't have to have witnessed what happened to James in care. It's more of how it's affecting him and his adult life. That's the whole point of this call today for James, is just to find out, you know, whether he suffers with depression and anxiety and stuff like that. And then I'll write to his doctor. I'll gather all that evidence for him, as well as the evidence that I'll gather from his time at Oak Bank. And present that to the Scottish Redress case. All it does is gives them an overall picture of, you know, James and the trauma he suffered as a child has had an impact on him into his adulthood. And obviously, Scottish Redress, when they're judging our case, they will have to take that into consideration.
Yeah.
So I mean, if James can speak to me for 5-10 minutes, then I won't have to speak to him about it then for another 8 to 10 months whilst I go out and gather the evidence. But I also get, you know, it may be really hard for James to do that, so I'll take this at his pace. If he wants to talk to me today, then great. If not, you know, it's entirely up to him. I'm not going to pressure him into anything. I don't want him to feel like...
That's not what this is about. Can you talk about any of it? He's sitting with his head in his hands now.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry he still has to go through all this pain at 57.
No, he's in tears now.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. You guys let me know what you want to do. It's totally fine. At some point, I tell you what. Can you point me to his doctor? Can you tell me what Dr. Surgery he's in? And I'll go and get the evidence from
his
doctor.
Skinny Medical Practice.
Give me 2 seconds. What's it called?
Skinny Medical Practice.
Skinny?
Skinny.
Skinny?
S-C-O-O-N-I-E. Skinny.
Skinny Medical Practice. Okay.
That's in Leven.
In where, sorry?
Leven.
Leven.
Yeah.
That's part of your address, isn't it?
Yeah.
Leven. Medical. Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember the postcode or phone.
It's okay. My team will find that. He did say, James did say that he was putting in some form of psychiatric hospital as well. Do you know that?
Yes, he was. He was in, what was it called, that hospital? He was in Strathyden. There was three of them. Strathyden was one.
Strathyden. I have to do one at a time, sorry.
Yeah.
Strathyden.
Yeah.
Is that psychiatric hospital, is it?
Yes. I'm not sure. Is that still open? Or is that one shut? Yeah, that one's still open.
Hospital.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what dates he was in there from?
Can you remember what dates you were in there? Or roughly what year? Even what year, Jim? Can you mind how old you were? He's saying he can't mind that one.
Okay,
that's okay. Cast View wasn't that long ago. That was when we were in Dundee, so when was that? 2018-ish.
What's that one called, sorry?
Cast View.
You might have to spell that for me, sorry.
C-A-R-S-E.
Cast View.
Yeah, V-I-E-W, Cast View.
And that's part of the
name where. Yeah. And then Whiteman's Grey. That one should be.
Two seconds. And what day was he in Carsby from?
He was only really in the weekend. But he'd went and tried to jump off of the Tay Bridge, so the police took him from the Tay Bridge and they took him up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a date of that, or...?
Oh, God, no.
It's okay, don't worry. Give me 2 seconds, let me just check.
It was between 2018 and 2019, and it was... Because he'd been in the jail, he got in the jail as well because of that.
Yeah.
Or before that. And this is all part of, I think it's all intertwined in it. Because he's been in and out, the police has sort of all his life. Oh,
okay. And what was the last one there?
The last one was Whiteman's Bury.
You're definitely going to have to spell that one for me, sorry.
Is it Whiteman's or Whiteman's? Whiteman's, so it's white the colour, W-H-I-T.
W-H?
Uh-huh. I-T-E. Yeah. W-H-I-T-E-M-A-N-S.
Man's. And that's another psychiatric hospital as well, is it?
Yeah. Whiteman's Bury. That one's in Kirkcaldy.
Okay, let me,
That one was only about 2 years ago.
Give me 2 seconds. Sorry.
That one was after, his mum's funeral.
Yeah. That was 2 years ago, so that'd be 2024, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So that was around March, April time, because it was around Mother's Day, so it maybe be a week or two after Mother's Day.
It's okay. I'll just get the year. That's fine. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll write to all of these different medical institutions, the GP, the three psychiatric hospitals. I'll also write to James's social services in Aberdeen and the education authority.
Yeah.
When I get that information, does James want that me to share that information with him or not?
Right, Jim, listen. Do you want to get all the information or do you want him to share that with you? He's kind of just, yeah, he's kind of nodding.
Okay.
He's nodding his head, so I think that's the guy. He's kind of...
Okay. Is he okay now? Is he a little bit better? Or is he still...
Well, he's no in case now, but if he had to start talking about it again, he probably would. Because that's the thing he's got, like, anger issues and that, so that thing he's in him.
So what I'm going to do, what's your name again? Sorry, I just need to add your details.
My name's Jacqueline Smith.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
But I prefer Jackie.
Okay. Client's partner, Jackie. Okay, Jackie, so what I'll do is I've got to explain some bits to James.
Uh-huh.
It's all about our fees.
Yeah.
Sorry, before I do that, once I share the information with James, we'll go through it together. Probably be me and you, which is fine.
Yeah.
We'll make sure that we haven't missed anything out before we do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress.
Yeah.
I'll add all of James's medical records as well into the claim. So Scottish Redress have an overall picture of James's life, you know, while in and obviously after he's been in care. Then what we'll do, or what happens, Jackie, is we'll then get what's called a panel date. That's
yeah.
where a panel of individuals will judge our case. Now, James or I or yourself, we don't have to go there. It's behind closed doors anyway, Jackie. So we'll be notified by letter and email. And hopefully from there we'll get James the recognition he deserves and obviously the, you know, some financial compensation to go with it.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The thing, I don't know if you want to put me on speaker, but
the reason
why we hit them in the pocket, James, is so they take notice. I know, yeah. I know. The reason why we're hitting the Scottish Government in the pocket is so they sit up and take notice, and they don't want this to happen again. So hopefully they'll be looking after, you know, the people in care now so that they don't get these claims coming down the line in the next 5, 10, 15 years. So we're hoping that this is I say to all my clients, the money's not going to fix what's happened to you. But if you can get the recognition of what happened to you, then great. But if it stops this from happening to other people or other children, then obviously we can all go to bed and sleep.
He's saying that he's okay 1 minute and then he snaps because he can't talk about it, he can't get it out.
Yeah, no problem. I'm done talking about the time and care. I just need to run through the fees with you, Jackie.
Right,
make sure that you and James fully understand the fees, and then if you're happy, then obviously I'll continue with your case or James's case.
Right, okay.
Okay, so just to let you know that James has, you know, multiple different options. He can actually apply to the Scottish Redress himself. Obviously, you know, during our call, I've seen how James is reacted to even just talking about this, so that may not be an option, but he can actually apply to the Scottish Redress himself. So that's option one. Option two, Jackie, is he can apply using other law firms who won't charge him any fees. They'll help him apply. And the reason why they don't charge him any fees is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government a £2,000 subsidy, whether James wins or loses that case. Now, I can't go into those law firms' practices and tell you how they do things for James, and probably more importantly, what they won't do for James. Mm-hmm. But also, I can let you and James know is that we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. Mm-hmm. So we don't get paid £2,000 as a handout from the Scottish Government. Whether James wins or loses, we enter into a private fee agreement with James under a yeah. no-win, no-fee contract, where it's if James wins, we win. If you know James loses, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm to go out and give James the best chance of getting, you know, the most positive of outcomes, should we say.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm doing this digging today, to just try and gather as much evidence as I can, so I can give James the best chance. Our fees, Jackie, are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. So James will never pay us more than 20%. No matter how much time and effort goes into his case, he'll never pay us more than 20%.
Right.
On the flip side of that, Jackie, because of all the, you know, the hardship that James has been through throughout his life, because of his time in care and his mental health, we will never charge James any fees if we're unsuccessful.
Yeah.
So if we don't get James any compensation, we won't be knocking on James's door for any of our fees. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees.
Right.
Is that okay, Jackie? It's a genuine no-win, no-fee.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand those three options, Jackie?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you and James still happy for me to continue with your case?
You're happy for him to continue?
What?
You're happy for him to continue with your case? Yeah, he's nodding.
Okay, perfect. So just to let you know, Jackie, James has what's called a 14-day cooling-off period. What that means is from the date he signed the documentation, within the 14 days, he can rip up any agreement he has with us and walk away and continue on his own journey, however which way he wants. If he was unaware, I can restart that 14-day cooling off period from today, this point in this call. Or if James is happy for us to continue, he has the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period and then we can get started on his case. But that's entirely up to James and yourself.
Are you happy for him just to go ahead with it and leave that?
Okay. So what I'll do, Jackie, is do I have your... Is it worth me speaking to you, Jackie? Shall I take your number? I don't want to
put
James
on the... That is my number. It's actually my number because he keeps smashing.
5751, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Jackie, is I'll make a note of that. I'll ring you every 3 to 4 weeks and let you know how I'm getting on with James's case.
Yeah. If it gives you a bit more background of what he's been through when he's tried to work in that, because he has tried to work in that, but it doesn't always work out.
No, what I'll do, Jackie, is rather than put James under, I'm not submitting anything to the Scottish Redress yet. So what I'll do is... 8 to 10 months' time, when I get all this information back from his mental, his psychiatric hospitals and also the social services in Aberdeen, I'll then come to James and yourself and we'll go, right, let's go through absolutely everything together. Let's make sure we have absolutely every piece of your story covered. And then we'll submit it to the Scottish Redress. And that'll obviously give James, the best chance, if you like, of getting... getting the most out of this process, shall we say.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Do you or James have any questions for me?
Have you got any questions, Jim? No, he says no.
Okay. So tell him I'm so sorry for putting him under stress. I really don't want to.
I know that.
I do understand. Yeah. From my working with these from clients, from survivors, I understand how hard it is. So just tell them thank you very much for me, and I'll speak to you very soon.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie.
Right. Thank you. Right.
Bye. Bye now. Bye.